You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. And we'll stay near the ocean for our next story. It's in San Francisco's Outer Sunset neighborhood. There's a small building that's a big part of some young people's lives. Sunset Youth Services provides teenagers, transitional-age young adults, and their families with support, like violence prevention programs, parenting classes, and food assistance. And tucked away in a corner upstairs is a youth-run music studio called Upstar Records. That's where teens learn to record their own songs, produce beats, and shoot music videos. 24-year-old Clarissa Bryant has been recording there since she was 16, soon after she came out at school. KALW's Audrey Dilling brings you the story in this installment of Bay Area Beats.
My name is, well, my government name is Clarissa Bryant, and my music name is Reese's. Flash Beats. I grew up actually in the Castro District with my two grandparents, so my grandma, my grandpa, my mom. My older brother, I only have one older brother, and my two cousins. I'm half Filipino and I'm half African-American, but I was raised on my Filipino side. I didn't really know my dad. He wasn't there.
She got a lot of pain deep in her heart, but I ain't never met a girl who could put me in shock. Let's take a walk straight down memory lane, because I remember a few things that I couldn't explain.
When I started doing music, I was in middle school. We were doing poetry classes. Poetry was different. It was more based on hip-hop and music. So from there, I just started making music because I used to sing along and mimic everything. Like The Lion King when I was little, I used to sing that over and over again. I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king or beast with quite so little hair.
I'll never forget the first time I sung, and my cousin just looked at me and she was like, "Hey, do that again." Like, and I did it and she was like, "She could sing." And from then, I didn't really have a chance to like to record anywhere until I came to Sunset Youth Services.
Yo, this that yo. Immaculate. Never see magnificent, articulate imprisonment. So now I gotta break free. Fly high, I see Macy's cheesecake and some pastries. Nike at Hardy, see all I see is greed.
No, the first song I recorded here was, well, I don't remember what it's called, but I know how it goes. It's like,
I know you're looking down on me. I can't sleep cause you're always in my dreams. I try to be happy cause I know you're free. But you're holding me down and it's so hard to breathe.
Breathe. That was the name of the song. Yeah, that's what it was. That's actually about my grandparents. And it was about, they passed away my eighth grade year. Like, they didn't get to see me graduate. So that was like a hard time for me. I started doing music around like, actually recording it around 16, but I was writing, like, I would start writing just, like, crazy in between because I never had an outlet. I came out when I was 15, my beginning of my sophomore year. I was so trapped and stuck, and I just couldn't be myself, even though I was acting like myself. It just was like I had spandex on and leather pants over that, and it was hella tight. Like, I needed to get out of that. It was sweaty, and it was stuck on while I was trying to get it off. It still was, like, there. And as soon as I got it off, it was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I felt so great. Like, I don't know. When I came out, I felt like half of my body weight was off of my shoulders.
What's going on, man? Wait a second. Send a message.
Send a message. Change your font. Start to trot. I don't know. My pads unlocked.
My sandals fly.
Like, that was me speaking to, like, rappers or people in general in the industry that just send this one message, like, about cars and money and girls and all that stuff. And it's just like, that's not what it's only about. I kind of feel like being the Ellen DeGeneres of music. Does that make sense? Like, me being gay is just like a brush. You know what I mean? Like, just like how Ellen is just like, oh, like, she's gay, cool. Like, I want to be that one person that's like, oh, she's super cool. You know she's gay, right?